Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
We appreciate Crabtree RV Center for sponsoring Halftime. They're in Alma, of course, and Crabtree RV Center is the place where your family gets the absolute best experience when choosing the right RV for their adventures. Service and parts department takes care of you with everything you need in between a Crabtree RV, making families' dreams come true for over 70 years and four generations. They're there at the junction of I-40 and I-49 beside the Cracker Barrel, CrabtreeRV.com for more info. This would come from the files of Can't Make This Stuff Up. You remember Caden Proctor, the offensive tackle from Alabama, he's from Iowa, heavily recruited by Iowa. Decides to go to Alabama and transferred to Iowa this offseason.
He let it slip.
Yeah, he was the one who let it slip that the Iowa coaches were communicating with him kind of early in the season when Alabama looked like they might not have the kind of year that they ended up having. He's going back into the portal and reportedly will transfer back to Alabama.
Well, it's a place he knows well. That's wild, though, right?
Like, he didn't even make it through spring ball at Iowa.
He's like, Iowa, they don't have... He probably got there, and he was like, when Coach Musk saw this basketball, he's like, whoa, hey, hang on. These are what we're going to go to war with?
I don't even remember the guy that they brought in. Tim Lester, I think, is the new offensive coordinator at Iowa. Was a head coach at Western Michigan for a few years.
Wasn't their offense the worst offense in the college football last year? They fired their coach like with six games left. They let him go.
It's Ferentz's son.
They were scoring like 9 points a game, and the defense was scoring half of them.
Yeah, it's the head coach's son, Brian Ferentz, that was unceremoniously fired but allowed to coach the rest of the season. Nepotism does serve its purposes every once in a while. But the only thing Proctor did for Iowa was get them to self-report level three violations for how they recruited him. That's the only thing he did there. Might have gone through. I don't know when spring ball
sabotage,
started.
Sabotage, huh? He's a double agent.
I saw some student at Iowa tweeted that the only thing Proctor did while he was there athletically was lose to his intramural basketball team and had video evidence of the game too.
Intramural basketball is where it's at now.
Well, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Intramural basketball, I think they got a different building now, but the Hyper they'd have it going on.
That was the only basketball I played at Indiana. I played a little basketball. I was a power forward for a Jewish Community Center team at 5'9", so, you know, take that into account. But those games at the Hyper would get pretty intense. With those kids from Indiana that grew up, because I went to Indiana, those kids from Indiana that grew up just waiting to be the next Damon Bailey.
Shooting the ball, huh?
The next Calbert Chaney. Or
number 40.
Or the next Jimmy Chitwood. And, man, they came at you. They came at you hard.
Isaiah Thomas, yeah.
Those are games, though, that you could take a charge and pick up basketball and hyper games and pick up games and not intramurals, just the hyper games, even a pickup. Because those kids also did the exact same thing. Once we started playing inside
the house that I moved into, things were a little bit different. Not quite the same athlete.
You got to have at least one shooter, maybe even two, and then you got to have one guy that's just a hustle, an A&M guy.
You got to have a glue guy.
Yeah, you got to have one or two.
Oh, an A&M guy, that's an enforcer.
Yeah, you got to have one or two guys that really just want to get rebounds and go. But if you're playing your best pickup ball, yeah, you have a couple shooters, couple athletes, and then you got to have at least one that is Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle. You got to have one of them out there. It's tough. It's tough to keep the floor for about a 4 or 5 game run.
The Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle guy is the one who's going to deliver the charge, not take the charge. And he's delivering it so that he knocks that sucker out of the game.
But I know what you're saying, but you got to – nobody's trying to get hurt here. We're all just getting our lather. We're all just getting our hour workout in.
I don't know. There were a couple guys that weren't interested, I think, in injuring anybody, but they were very, and keep in mind, this was like 1994, 1995. We weren't taking videos of the game with phones. You couldn't do anything with a phone except talk through it back then. They thought that they were making highlight reels for SportsCenter, apparently, in some cases.
I'm going to get discovered. Star Search, Ed McMahon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just dropped 32.
That's right. We'll take your intramural stories if you want. 877-377-6963 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. But I found that so amazing. There was such a big deal made. And some of the Alabama fans, when you look on the comments, if you are brave enough to do so, some of them don't even want him back. Because
they're so spoiled.
They were
there.
Part of that offensive line that only got them to the college football semifinals.
Well, the center, I mean, you gave away 8 snaps. I have never seen anything like it before at a big-time college football Final Four semifinal game. The center had at least 8 bad snaps. He left, though. He's at Ohio State.
Ohio State seemed to be just fine getting him to come over there.
It might be back-to-back Big Ten, Phil. It's I'm sure Georgia's going to bounce back. I'd like to see the first team that's going to beat Florida State, that bowl game. They're not really the same, but I got Ohio State winning it all next year in my way too early predictions.
That is very early.
The talent they have, the offensive coordinator they just got, the running back they have, Michigan's going to be down. I don't see anybody beating Ohio State until they'll be undefeated, probably number one overall seed, at least one or two.
Well, Matt, it also looks like, speaking of the college football playoff, it's going to remain on only ESPN networks, and I guess that also includes ABC. Came out last night, 6-year deal worth $7.8 billion just for the college football playoff games. I don't remember what it was last year. A 6-year deal that costs $1.3 billion annually with the rights to all rounds of the expanded playoff and the selection show, top 25 ranking shows, and more. Wow. And I thought that this might actually include some of the other networks because, I mean, look, NBC has shown heavy interest now in not just being the Notre Dame network. CBS is getting obviously now with the Big Ten, ESPN though is going to be the one that gets it, but that is such a number, but you're getting more games, getting a lot more games. It says the contract is built as either 11 or 13 games. So this doesn't have anything to do with the forward looking or the future structure of it or how many teams will be involved. This is just for the 12 team playoff, I think, for right now. So, and the college football championship game will be on ABC. And there you go. Huge dollar figures, man. Now, does any of this end up going to the players through this deal, which ends in 2032?
You've seen Meet Joe Black and you've seen Succession. They're TV moguls. The two people, Anthony Hopkins' character and Meet Joe Black, that TV money. You're right. I mean, they're flying around in helicopters and living that Kobe Bryant lifestyle. They're printing money.
I mean, that's just an amazing amount of money. Amazing amount. Well, I can't read the article while I'm talking about it here. We got a text in from the 479. Justin says, he loved playing pickup games with you, Matt, at the Hyper back in the day, especially when on the same team. He said he gave you lobs. Although you did dunk on him once when you guys were going up against each other. Do they have the breakaway rims at the Hyper?
Yeah, man. The Hype was where it's at. I told you, Jason Peters, you know, they would, that freshman class, DeCorey Birmingham. Then you just have a couple other guys, Brandon Dean, Teddy Gipp, Pargo one day were in there, and you just get in there and you run for about 2 hours and just, I don't know, play six, seven games. I saw Pargo. He has the ball at half court. I don't know. The game just getting started. He throws the ball as hard as he can. I'm like, what's he doing? And it bounces off the backboard right back to him, and he catches it in stride and just shoots it. You know, takes three more steps up and just makes it. And you're like, oh, he's playing a different game than we're all playing, you know?
It's just a little bit of a different game. If I'd have walked on, I don't remember if I played against any Indiana football players the 2 years I went to school there and played all this pickup basketball. But if I knew that was a football player out there, I don't know if I'd have taken the court. I'm 5'9" for crying
out loud. Usually when the athletes were there, if football players showed up, you kind of get on your own court.
I have a sense of I know where I belong.
And then some guys want to come over and play, but yeah, you usually, cause there was like six courts right there. You know, you just go get on a court people start kind of feathering in.
Now, look, college offensive linemen probably looked differently 30 years ago than they do now. Proctor's got to be pushing over 300 pounds. Who the heck wants to play with that? I would literally be afraid of trying to be on the court.
You got to phone Robert Tractor Trailer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Or play with some pillows in your jersey.
Charles Oakley.
Man, that's frightening. Seth says he remembers playing racquetball with a bunch of football guys at the Hyper. Now, I don't know if I would have expected racquetball to be part of that. That, to me, was, for some reason, I can't get the scene of John Candy and Tom Hanks playing racquetball in the movie Splash out of my mind. None of those football players were smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer like Candy was in that movie.
Legend.
You didn't play racquetball, did you, Matt?
You know, my pops met Paula J at racquetball class, so I've played racquetball before.
Interesting.
I've seen him. He taught me the rules there in you know, junior high-ish days.
So racquetball is a very important piece of your life then.
Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for racquetball, right?
Isn't that interesting? Maybe you're the only person that ever had that kind of a story. That you literally come from a meeting at a racquetball class. I love this.
I like it when you start lying to me. We barely made it out of the first hour, Phil.
877-377-6963. Calls and texts coming up on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. No more guests except for Clay Henry, who, of course, on Wednesdays is more of a co-host than a guest. And so he's coming up in just a few minutes here. So we'll wrap up hour number one in just a moment. Want to remind you about the best Tex-Mex and better service, Joe's Grill and Cantina. Every Friday, Fajita Friday features charbroiled steak and chicken, tender, full of flavor, comes with all the extras. Saturdays are for endless enchiladas with Joe's homemade enchilada sauce and all the beef and chicken enchiladas you can eat.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
All right, I think we might have figured out a proper assignment for halftime homework for the C-Unit this weekend. We get the C-Unit in studio, right?
C-Bracket is here.
Yes. C-Bracket's in there. It'll be C-Movie this weekend, I think.
I think he likes C-Movie. I think, yeah.
Matt's kind of figured this out, Christian. He thinks that you are more into the movies than you are into listening to the music.
That's fair, yes.
So movies about music might be the right direction to go in some cases.
I like to be able to see. I don't know, like...
You just want your MTV, I think, is what it
yes,
comes down to.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Okay, so we're going to give it to you. This came out, I think it was before MTV even debuted. Now, this will be like a take two for Halftime Homework. The movie is This Is Spinal Tap. It was assigned to one Tyrus Richardson like 3 or 4 years ago, and he didn't even make it through the movie. He turned it off.
Wow.
He stopped watching it like halfway through. That might have been the moment where I lost most of the respect that I had left for him. So we'll see if it works for you, because it works for about 99% of the 99.99999% of those who watch it, including one Matt Jones, who chose this song for you called Big Bottom over Break Like the Wind, or what was the other one you just
Heavy
asked?
Duty.
Heavy Duty, right. I think you're going to dig this one. Just promise me you make it through the whole movie, okay?
Yeah, all the movies you guys have suggested have been interesting, and there's not been a time where I'm like, I just can't get through this.
This so might be the one.
This shouldn't be. It might be the one. Okay.
And if this one doesn't work, I know Almost Famous will be way up your alley. It'd even be one that your old lady would watch with you.
Okay.
You watch This A Spinal Tap, you'll know exactly what we mean every single time we say we're taking it up to 11. That is where it comes from. If you've wondered why we've said that probably two or three times a week.
What's blacker than black? You know, the Beatles had the White Album.
Yeah. Why don't you just kick me in the ass, right? Just like
I oversaturated the market. You. That's my fault. It's my fault.
We got to stop. We can't do the movie for him. We got to let him to watch this thing. Got to watch it. Aaron wanted, or Chris wanted him to watch, or listen to Dark Side of the Moon. You can still listen to Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, it's not up to me to tell you what you can and can't listen to. You can still listen to it. It would still be highly recommended. Maybe with a laser show first, but you don't have a choice. You have to watch This A Spinal Tap, and I guarantee you're going to enjoy it.
You know, you can't really dust for vomit.
There you go again.
Things happen, you know.
There you go again.
People can bust all the time.
Chris in Springdale says Spinal Tap's hard to find on streaming. It is, but you can also rent it. It's fine. It costs you $3.99. I'll give you the money. I'll Venmo you the money.
No, it's fine.
I'll send it to you in a check. I'll send you a $3.99.
I'm not that down yet. I'm not like $3.99 for a good movie. That's nothing.
That was the funniest thing. It's like I did the show with Ty for all those years, and I would assign him some things that occasionally he might have to rent, and he would complain about it.
Yeah.
Be like, dude, I'll give you the money. Don't worry about it. And it's not like I'm making a ton doing this, but maybe more than you. Hey, missing teeth, dental implants, crooked teeth, braces, broken teeth, crowns, sharp smiles, brightens your smile with all of your dental needs. Sharp Smiles has general dentistry for your routine checkups, teeth cleaning, x-rays, and more. Sharp Smiles, newly located in Fiena Hills on Market Trace across from Harps. That's Sharp Smiles, modern dentistry and implants. You can call 479-648-9988, sharpsmilesdd.com.
Hickey and Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in MENA and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Hi, and welcome back into Halftime on this Wednesday. Phil Elson, Matt Jones, C-Unit is producing. And, hey, it's been a minute since we had a chance to welcome in the one and only, the Hall of Famer, Clay Henry, with us on Halftime for the remainder of today's show. We've all been busy. You've been busy, too, Clay. How you doing?
I'm good. And you'll be glad to know that the next time we have our trout management stakeholder meeting. It's going to be on a Thursday, not a Wednesday.
All right. Well, that's good. So I know we got you on next week then. That's good.
Well, it was going to be in April. Yeah. I think it's like April 25th or something. But anyway, it is a Thursday.
Okay. Okay. How many meetings have you guys had for trout management?
We've had two. This will, we've had one a month. And so far, we're just learning. We're being educated by the biologist and the game and fish experts, I should say, learning about why we have certain things on the river now, learning about why certain fish are stocked, why they're not. One thing I found out, I just assumed that the whole areas of the river are stocked. The catch and release zones are not stocked. Would you guess why they're not stocked?
I can't figure out. No, why?
Well, you're trying to grow trophy trout, and there's just so much food in a river. And if you put little fish in there, they're going to compete with the big fish for the, aquatic invertebrates and everything else that the big fish are trying to eat. So you want to protect the big fish from overpopulation because there's just so much food in the river. I mean, it's kind of like, when you're sitting down at dinner and, there's a big pile of stuff there and there's six people, and all at once it goes around one time and there's nothing left. I mean, it's like Matt Jones, that was a bad deal, wasn't it, when you were growing up? When the pot went around and your sisters got it all?
Yeah, and you didn't want to fight them for it either.
No, you don't fight
those.
They
were pretty tough.
They were tougher than you.
That's exactly right.
The next thing you know, Dad's reaching onto the plate and taking off. You got to eat fast. That's what my mom always remembered from eating as a kid. You better eat fast, otherwise Dad's stealing from the plate. I'm total reverse, man. I'm the slowest eater you guys have ever met. I got to protect my own food from my own kids. It's a bit of reversed.
So what do you do if you're on a date and your date reaches over and gets some of the food off your plate?
Slap her hand and say, ask, please. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I don't think you do
no,
that.
No, the first thing you do is you ask, would you like to taste this, before the hand comes over. It's all about timing.
You don't
say
ask
phase
her out
two.
Again.
I didn't know we were that far already. I didn't know we were that far along already.
Are we at the point, are we sharing food on a first date?
Yeah.
Didn't realize we were that far. That's exactly right. Share a drink? Nah, can't share anything on a first date, except maybe a handshake at the end of it.
But it's nice to say, would you like to try some of this?
It's a little different from the trout competing for all that food inside.
It is. Sorry, I kind of got
they don't have manners. The trout don't have manners.
No, first one gets the sow book.
Yeah, we got a caller on hold here, speaking of fish that are fighting for food. Charlie's here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
The tuna.
Yeah, the tuna's here. What's up, Charlie? How are you?
What's up, guys? So, Phil, you're telling me, let me see if I heard this right. You're all about the handshake on the first date, right? So you, even if she leans in a little bit, maybe just for a little smooch or something, you're leaning back and just giving her the hand. Is that what you're
telling me? Taking cues. I'm taking cues. If the hand gets extended, then I'll extend the hand. If the arms go out, we can do the hug. If the ass goes out, the butt out hug, we'll do it that way. It's just taking cues. That's what it's about.
It's like,
I'll feel you on that.
Thompson Squares, they saying, are you going to kiss me or not?
Charlie, what's going on, man? Did you watch basketball last night? Are you into this tournament now? I'm going to change the subject from dating life here to get to basketball, okay?
Sorry.
Ask me whatever. I'm in it. I watch it, and I'm, it sucks that Arkansas's not in it, obviously. I do want to bring up girls, though, and I know what happened with Talia and the other girl, and then we turned around and got the kid from A-State, right? I can't remember her name.
Izzy Higginbottom, yeah, from Batesville. I think it was 22 points a game last year.
Yeah, she balled. She balled out, for real. I actually, keeping up with Darian a little bit, him being from Magnolia and being with the boys, he was telling me about her, so she can play. Arkansas got a good one there, and as I say, the portal giveth and it taketh. It just is what it is. I hate that we lost Kalia. It sucks, but part of the deal. That's just the way it goes, I guess. Matt, have you got a chance to check out? It just came out. They just started it. LeBron and JJ's podcast that they're going to start doing.
No, I did not. Is it pretty good?
Well, yeah, but what they're doing, and I'm a huge JJ Redick fan. I already like most of his podcast and what he does now when he goes on ESPN. He brings it. They're just doing like an X's and O's thing of the game, and dropping some knowledge, man. You know, it was really good. They only done one episode so far, but I thought that was a cool thing. I'm going to be watching that one. Also, Phil, on the baseball team, man, it was really exciting to see the bats get going a little bit more this weekend. And, man, his pitching staff, I continue to, you know, we went back, what was it, the 2011 team that had the three starters that were really good?
I think it was 07. I think 11, they were good, too. It's just 07 had, I guess you would call it dominant.
Okay, that year. Well, that team, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a team, and knock on wood as we stay healthy, hopefully we stay healthy, but have you ever seen a team this good in, with the starters? And then also, when you look at that pen, there's guys who could start for other teams. Have you ever seen a team at Arkansas this deep as far as the pitching?
You know, I don't know if I've seen something quite like this. I remember seeing a starting rotation from Vanderbilt. I think it was 2015. I mean, they had big leaguers on that team. Carson Fulmer, Walker Buehler. There's another pitcher that I'm forgetting about. And they had arms in the bullpen, too. But this stands out just because of the dominance. There feels like there's another step forward, I think, even for Brady and Molina to take. I think Hagen right now is pitching better than any of them. Tigert, every once in a while, you know, he'll kind of lose the feel for the fastball. And when he loses that, he really does. He loses it and sometimes gets it back a couple of batters later. But I think there's probably another step that Brady can take. And I think when you're talking about the step, it's, are you going to give us five innings today? Or are we going to, you know, can you get 6 to 7 innings? And that's the same thing with Molina, because he goes a little bit deeper in the count on average. So yeah, he's been given 5 innings. But I think with him, too, there's a step forward of 6 to 7 innings. But then there's the other balance of that, Clay. It's like, well, if they get 5 innings, you got a bullpen that has been not as dominant, but they've been really, really good, too.
You, early in the conference season, you will see Dave Van Horn not try to push it to 7 innings for these three starters, because you want them to still have something in the tank when you hit late May and you start postseason play. That's when it counts. So you're just building for that. And let's face it, this Arkansas team is going to be in postseason. I mean, we would guess that they're probably going to host a regional. Now, whether they're going to get the super or not, you know, that's still yet to be determined. But their RPI, as of now, is set up for that kind of a finish. But you will see him take these guys out maybe an inning before what you think that they could go. And I can remember Blaine Knight getting hacked off because, you know, he's like, I'm going to try to complete this game. And Dave would come get him, you know, late in the seventh inning so he can kind of get an ovation from the crowd, or early in the eighth. And he's like, this isn't the time. This is not when we need 120 pitches from you. I think the rotation you're thinking about it, Vandy, was Rocker and Leiter, and I can't remember the third one.
Well, no, that was another one.
But that was pretty good.
They had a couple rotations that were just like that. But it was normally two pitchers that were dominant, not necessarily three. That to me is what makes this rotation stand out.
Didn't we have a rotation a few years ago that was Knight, Campbell, and
Casey
Murphy?
Yeah, that was really good.
That was really good. When you had Casey Murphy on a Sunday, that's big time.
Absolutely. Well, Casey started a lot. I think he and Isaiah switched every once in a while on Saturday or Sunday. And then, of course, you know, Campbell was good that year, but the next year in 2019, he was... Up until this, watching Hagen Smith right now, and of course there's a lot of season left, the 2019 version of Isaiah Campbell is the most dominant starting pitcher that I've seen at Arkansas in 10 seasons calling their games. Kevin Copps wasn't a starter, so
no, he wasn't.
That makes it different.
Phil, were you calling games when Nick Schmidt was pitching?
No, I saw Schmidt pitch in the Texas League, though, when he went before the injury, when he was with San Antonio in the Padres system. So I do remember watching him. It just wasn't at Arkansas.
Yeah, there was a Friday night with Nick Price and Nick Schmidt pitching.
David Price.
Got too many Nicks on my mind. And there were around 70 scouts there. And you think, well, there's not 70 teams, but they would have – you know, their regional scout, then their cross checker, and then GMs. They were all there. And those guys didn't make it to the fifth inning. It was really an odd night.
Well, there's always going to be scouts at SEC baseball games, but I feel like there's just a few more that stick around for the entire weekend at Arkansas games because you want to see, and it's not just the starters. They want to see the relief arms, too. They want to see Gackle. They want to see McIntyre. I think they're going to want to watch their scouting Cody Frank, even though he's older. Guy can get out. He can make pitches. You can get a great meal as well at Fish City Grill in Rogers. They have great specials all month. Cajun crawfish and shrimp, taco cilantro, blackened crawfish, fried shrimp, andouille sausage, bourbon corn, shredded lettuce, chipotle tartar, red beans and rice. And ask about the blackened Texas redfish with Gulf shrimp and crab meat butter, creamy parmesan rice, and sauteed green beans. Sounds delicious. Fish City Grill in Rogers, 479-636-8833 for pickup or delivery. Or fishcitygrill.com. Stay with us.
Hickey and Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in MENA and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Eastside Liquor in Fort Smith has St. Patrick's Day specials going on right now. Shanky's Whip for $27.99, Proper 12 Apple for $29.99, Single Malt for $38.99, Blended for $28.99, Jameson Orange 750 milliliters for $25.99, and for 1.75 liters, $52.99. Redbreast Cask Strength for a new low price of $99.99. In Irish Creams, St. Brendan's 750 milliliters for $14.99, 1.75 liters for $27.99, and a new salted caramel for $14.99. Carolyn's Peanut Butter for $17.99, Bailey's Vanilla Mint Shake for $29.99, and a new flavor, chocolate, $29.99, and Five Farms for $29.99. Now, back to the podcast.
Clay Henry with us as well as we get through this Wednesday halftime, 877-377-6963 for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Greg in Farmington had texted in, and I could tell yesterday he was texting about the transfer portal, and he just seemed like he was a bit grumpy about things, and he even admitted it. He says the reason he's so grumpy this week is because he doesn't like, in his eyes, the games that Musselman is playing. He says he needs to do something or get off the pot. If he's staying, he needs to let us know. If he's leaving, he needs to let us know. But that's not how you negotiate. That's not how you negotiate. Clay, the going theory here is that there's a contract extension on his desk, hasn't signed it. And I just don't, you can't really move forward in the offseason until you know definitively who's going to be the coach at Arkansas. And I'm talking about whatever the rest of the staff looks like, what the roster looks like. That's the first order of business. And, you know, we're kind of all just like sitting on the edge of the seat waiting to see what happens.
The Braves have to follow the chief, right?
Mm-hmm. But we don't know what the situation is here. Nope. You know, is he just like waiting for a certain job to come open? Is it a game of chicken, you know, with Hunter?
There's probably some of that.
Well, you got to do something about it pretty soon, don't you? It's like that. That's because otherwise you get teams like Alabama and Mizzou that are getting players on from the portal already. So you can't tell me that you can't practice for an NCAA tournament and still recruit at the same time if you're Alabama. Mizzou doesn't have much to worry about as far as basketball is concerned. But this is the next order of business. And I mean, how long can you wait? This can't go on for. Just can't go on for the rest of the month, can it?
No, it'll probably play out pretty quickly. I mean, it's you either do or you don't. You know, it's not at some point. I mean, it's he would be in a similar situation if he leaves. So he's not going to he's got to start building a team no matter where he's at, and the sooner the better. So he'll probably get it worked out.
We'll see when it does get worked out. We'll see when it does get worked out.
You know what the thing about it, and I understand that you might be worried about it as a fan. Don't worry about stuff that's out of your control. I mean, that's just a that's a common sense approach that we all should follow. I try when I watch games, I try not to get too worked up because I don't have any control. It's just, those are things that you can't, that you can't affect. I have sat and watched games and I see their face and it's torture. And I just like, well, I guess that's just not me.
Well, get into the athlete's mind for a minute here. And you just saw with the women's team, Izzy Higginbottom is transferring into Arkansas. Now, she's coming to play for Mike Nabors. But the way that Mike's talking on today's Zoom is that she always harbored a hope to play at Arkansas. And he might not have, necessarily been aware of that at first, been interested in recruiting her at first. But now, obviously, at 22 points a game in the Sun Belt, I think she can do some great things in the SEC for Arkansas. But is she coming to play for Arkansas or is she coming to play for Mike Nabors? It's both, honestly. But if Mike wasn't there, if he had been let go after the SEC tournament, can you really recruit somebody at that point? Even if she says, "Well, I want to be a Razorback," she's got to wait to see who the coach is. Then you got to think, "Well, who am I going to play for them?"
She scored 27 against Arkansas in November. 27. I mean, that's when you realize, well, I probably made a mistake. If you're Mike.
Yeah, I remember when she did that too. She can score a lot. I mean, she can score on those three levels. Get to the foul line, make all the free. She's like a 91% career free throw shooter. And
she's a 3-point shooter.
She's
too.
A 3-point shooter too.
Fits in the system.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how Mike likes it to be done. Well, three levels, 3-pointers, layups, and getting to the foul line.
Yeah.
Hey, I was reading your story that you had in Hogs Illustrated about, and this is something you and Matt have talked about quite a lot. About Danny Nutt recruiting Matt and D-Mac. So this is obviously 25 years ago when Matt was getting recruited here.
Yeah, Matt's that old, believe it or not.
41, be 41 pretty soon. And Clay, they were going through, if you remember a little bit, they were doing a quarterback coach search, I think Joe Ferg to David Lee. So when they were in kind of that transition, Danny was there. Danny, man, love some Danny Nutt.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Phil. You're going to tell the story you want me to tell.
No, you're the one who wrote it, man. I'm just setting you up.
It was a fun story catching up with Danny. First of all, his health is really good. He had to get out of coaching in Arkansas because of bleeding on the brain stem, which they kind of fixed a little bit, but then every time he'd get on a plane, he'd get dizzy. Well, that was a sign that there was more bleeding. So he got out of coaching, then he got back in coaching, and he kind of retired in Sarasota, Florida with his family. And the next thing he's running a valet service for several restaurants, one of which, one of the triplets was general manager. They have, he and his wife have triplets. And the next thing there was somebody that came in that he parked a car that ran the PGA Tour event there. And he took over the valet parking there. And he has four or five tour events, including Memphis. Got the Century Open in Maui this year. And that was an interesting deal because he really doesn't like flying because of the pressurized cabin, with the brainstem issue. But he's like, well, I'm going to do it. I think from Florida to Maui is like a, 8-hour plane trip. So he tested out, his fix pretty good. But back to recruiting, Matt, he said, you came to camp. And that y'all played, did individual drills during the day, but you played flag football in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like open gym, running up and you pick teams, yeah.
And he said y'all played like five or six flag football games, and nobody ever got your flag, not once. Now, you may not remember that, but that's the way Danny remembered it. And he says Houston is like, man, if they can't get his flags, we need to sign him.
Yeah, it was kind of in between positions, Clay, kind of coming out, didn't know what position. So it was kind of like an athlete, yeah.
But they didn't care. But he said, you were throwing passes behind your back? Do you remember throwing passes behind your back? It's flag football. You can do whatever you want to, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember it was a good time. I remember the team that I was on. I think we won most of our games.
Well, if they don't ever get you flagged, you're going to win.
It's tough, right?
Well, when you were making that decision, Matt, and you're being recruited by Danny Nutt, and you're talking with Houston Nutt, did you view it as I'm going to play for Houston Nutt and for Danny Nutt and that coaching staff, or did you view it that I'm playing for Arkansas? In your mind, you know,
well,
did you make that decision?
Yeah, that's a good question. Being an in-state guy, definitely playing for your home state university. But just Danny and Houston, just the relationship that you build with them, and the thing that I remember the most out of them, out of all the other coaches, was they seemed more honest. You know, I seemed like there was an instant trust, and they were ball players themselves, and which I know a lot of coaches are, but that was what kind of got me in. Is that you're like, yeah, man, I trust these cats.
And it was the Sooners, right?
It was down. Chuck Long was the quarterback coach at OU. Didn't know who the quarterback coach was going to be. Ended up at an FCA banquet I was speaking at, sitting beside Coach Lee, and he's drawing up plays on a napkin, you know, for an hour as it's going on. But yeah, Clay, you're right. Danny Nutt helped kind of bridge that gap, because the relationship with Chuck Long in Oklahoma, like I was a Chuck Long fan. Yeah.
Interesting to view it that way. I just wonder how many players view it the way that you view it then. Do they view it the same way now? Are you going to play for the logo, or are you going to play for the coach? Or are you going to play wherever the logo and coach can figure out a way to get you the most money possible? Clay, did you see this deal with...
But Phil, don't you think it can be both? I mean, it's going to be a mixed...
Sure. I guess there's all sorts of factors why anybody would make a decision. There's not going to be just one thing.
Is it 60-40 or is it 70-20, 70-30?
Well, I guess it's just there's going to be like
70-20, there you go. Do the math.
Makes the most sense. but you see this deal with this Caden Proctor, who transferred from Alabama to Iowa, offensive tackle, and now he's going back to Alabama.
Yeah,
what did he get
sick.
Into, like 5, 6, 7 practices at Iowa? It's amazing, really, to think about this. I read that he went on spring break with a bunch of his former Alabama teammates. That's be like, well, the writing's on the wall. I mean, there's basically their chance to recruit their former teammate back if they wanted him, and that had to be. Is that a form of tampering? So, wouldn't that be?
So what we know now is that there are no rules.
Well,
there's none.
It's felt like that for a while, hasn't it?
Yep. No rules. None.
He went and he took a winter vacation in Iowa City. That's not a place you're usually going to have that. Not usually doing the winter vacation there. It's a very
odd
choice.
He got to go home and see Mama.
Yeah, get a little bit of that home cooking.
Yeah.
He missed out on the Iowa State Fair, unfortunately. I hear that's a good time. I hear it's a really good time, especially for those who like to eat fried food. I would imagine he probably likes to eat
them. You mean you like those funnel cakes?
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.